Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA released its annual technology transfer report, which highlights innovations from scientists and researchers solving problems for farmers, ranchers, foresters, and producers. USDA's report revealed 320 new inventions from USDA labs in fiscal year 2018, 471 licenses, 120 patent applications, and 67 actual patents. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says long before anyone ever coined the modern-day phrase technology transfer, it was a part of the culture at USDA. Dairy producers enrolled in the Dairy Margin Coverage Program can expect to start receiving retroactive payments this week or next. USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey tells MilkBusiness.com the Office of Management and Budget is finalizing details, but USDA is ready to issue payments as soon as they get the green light. Because the program is retroactive, payment is guaranteed upon enrollment. Signups for the new safety program began June 17th and end September 20th. Bayer AG's shares shot up 8.7% last Thursday after it revealed plans aimed at resolving multi-billion dollar lawsuits linked to glyphosate. AgriMarketing.com reports this comes after Bayer announced it had hired an external lawyer and has set up a committee to help solve the glyphosate litigation issue. Shares of the German company have been under pressure following its $63 billion acquisition of Monsanto and its massive legal issues after more than 13,000 plaintiffs alleged the company's weed killer caused cancer. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.